HBM allocation, not HBM supply, is the 2026 AI infrastructure story. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. On April 20th, SK Hynix began mass production of 192GB SOCAMM, two modules for NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform, one day before this piece went live, because HBM allocation through 2026 is already gone and the industry needs a second memory tier to keep GPUs fed. The AI bottleneck is no longer flops. It's bytes per second, and that is the tell. Memory has become the gating constraint on every 2026 system roadmap from hyperscale down to enterprise racks. This is no longer just a chip story. This has become a systems story. HBM scarcity is reshaping which accelerators get built, which customers get served, what server BOMs look like, how clusters are priced, and when data centers actually come online. The finance desks have been chasing the Micron and SK Hynix tapes for months. The more interesting question is what infrastructure planners are quietly deleting from their 2026 plans because the memory isn't there. The constraint moved up the stack. Through 2025, HBM scarcity read like a semiconductor margin story. Suppliers were reallocating wafers. Prices were climbing. CSPs were signing long-term agreements. TrendForce framed it as a capacity reallocation toward HBM and server memory. Omdia's 2026 semiconductor outlook flagged HBM and advanced DRAM as the capacity lines the big three suppliers were prioritizing against multi-year AI data center demand. Micron hiked FY26 CapEx to $20 billion and disclosed that its entire calendar 2026 HBM output was already booked under binding long-term agreements. That was the first order story. The second order story is what's landing now. HBM production is sold out through 2026. Samsung and SK Hynix moved to push HBM3E prices roughly 20% higher for 2026 contracts, as H200 and ASIC demand climbed, and the ripple has reached conventional memory. TrendForce's end of March release projected conventional DRAM contract prices up 58-63% quarter-on-quarter in second quarter 2026, with NAND flash up 70-75%. As suppliers reallocate capacity towards HBM and server DRAM, and negotiate long-term agreements with CSPs. That's a market where compute buyers have no leverage. Suppliers are steering capacity towards the highest margin customer. HBM is the most profitable line item in the memory business, and it is being rationed accordingly. SK Hynix holds the dominant share of the HBM market. Samsung has pivoted aggressively to close the gap, most visibly through its HBM4 supply agreement tied to OpenAI's custom silicon program, announced in late March, with Samsung reportedly allocating more than half of its 30,000 WPM Pyeongtaek foundry line, the 4-nanometer logic process used for HBM4-based dies, to in-house HBM4 rather than external foundry customers. That agreement routes Samsung HBM4 volume directly to OpenAI's in-house accelerator program around NVIDIA. It signals how supplier allocation now flows to whoever is willing to write the longest, most exclusive check. OpenAI's Stargate project has gone further. Samsung and SK Hynix signed letters of intent to supply up to 900,000 DRAM wafer starts per month to Stargate, a volume that, by TrendForce's analysis, could approach 40% of global DRAM output against a projected 2.25 million WSPM base. One customer, 40% of the world's DRAM. That is a structural change in how memory capacity is distributed, and it is the single most important number in this cycle. Everyone else, cloud, enterprise, HPC, sovereign, is bidding for what's left. Micron, SK Hynix, and Samsung are responding rationally. Memory capex is flowing towards HBM and high-margin server DIMMs. Commodity DRAM lines are being converted or deprioritized. That's why conventional server memory is now seeing the kind of price action usually reserved for leading-edge nodes in a shortage year. The knock-on is that every server refresh, not just AI, is getting more expensive. Hyperscalers locked the supply. Everyone else pays the premium. Microsoft, Google, Meta, and Amazon placed forward orders for NVIDIA GB200 and B200 systems that, by multiple trade accounts, consumed most of NVIDIA's allocation through the end of 2026 and into 2027. That forward buying was the signal to memory suppliers to do the same, pre-allocate HBM to the SKUs going to the customers who already paid. NVIDIA's $2 billion investment in Nebius, tied to a deployment plan of more than 5 gigawatts of NVIDIA systems by 2030, is the NeoCloud analog. Nebius gets allocation because NVIDIA is on the cap table. For everyone else, the math has flipped. Dell disclosed a $43 billion AI server backlog, And COO Jeff Clark described the current DRAM and NAND environment as an unprecedented supply tightness cycle with pricing resetting across the product stack. Supermicro's GPU rack assembly times are lengthening, and CSP forward buying has pushed the compromise configs, lower HBM stacks, downgraded CPUs, smaller per node memory footprints back onto the table for the first time since the H100 ramp. Translate that into a buying decision. A mid-size enterprise placing a 2026 AI cluster order today is quoting against a memory market where HBM allocation is spoken for. Conventional DRAM is rising 58 to 63% quarter on quarter, and lead times are measured in quarters. There's no guarantee the HBM-equipped accelerator SQ they want will ship in the configuration they want. The server BOM is being redesigned around the constraint. This is where the system's angle gets concrete. When HBM becomes the gating component, the rest of the server is forced to adapt. The SK Hynix SOCAMM2 announcement on April 20th is the clearest example. These are 192GB LPDDR5X-based modules built on 1CNM DRAM, designed for NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform, delivering more than two times the bandwidth of conventional RDMs with over 75% better power efficiency. SOCAMM2 is not a replacement for HBM. LPDDR5X bandwidth and capacity still live a tier below HBM4. But SOCAMM2 is explicitly being designed in as a complement, a way to offload working sets and parameter-adjacent data from HBM so that HBM can stay pinned to the tightest compute-adjacent roles. Use SOCAMM where you can. Preserve HBM for where you can't. The server BOM impact is material. Main memory is migrating towards soldered adjacent LPDDR5X modules rather than standard DDR5 RDIMMs. That changes socket design, power delivery, thermal, and serviceability. It changes how enterprise buyers think about upgrade paths. A Vera Rubin-era AI server is not a dim slot-rich general-purpose box with an accelerator bolted on. It's a memory-optimized system where every tier, HBM on package, SOCAMM2 on the CPU side, NVMe beyond, is specified around keeping the accelerator from stalling. AMD becomes the structural second supplier. The second order consequence of HBM scarcity is that the accelerator market is being forced to have a real second source. AMD's MI400 series, due in 2026, ships with up to 432GB of HBM4 at 19.6 terabytes per second versus the MI350's 288GB at 8 terabytes per second. AMD is positioning it as the highest capacity HBM accelerator shipping in the Rubin window. Whether the capacity gap survives contact with final Rubin SKUs or not, the direction is clear. AMD is winning structural design-ins because of memory footprint, not software parity. OpenAI has signed a multi-year engagement with AMD. xAI has a public engagement. SemiAnalysis has written at length about the MI350X and MI400 UALOE, 72 platforms as serious training and inference targets, calling out the MI400 series as a true rack-scale solution, potentially competitive with NVIDIA's VR200 and VL144 in 2026. None of this is about AMD suddenly catching NVIDIA on software. It's about the market refusing to be single-sourced on memory-constrained silicon at a moment when memory is the constraint. When NVIDIA can't sell you an allocation, AMD's 432GB HBM4 part becomes a design-in, not a fallback. Leading second supplier has become a real procurement category in 2026 infrastructure planning, with hyperscalers budgeting for NVIDIA plus AMD plus internal silicon, Trainium, TPU, Maya, Project Titan, NeoClouds following, and enterprise AI platforms architected to run on at least two accelerator families. That architectural pluralism is a direct consequence of the memory shortage, not a pre-existing trend that the shortage accelerated. 2026 roadmaps are being rewritten in real time. The operational picture for 2026 is concrete. HBM allocation is effectively gone. Conventional DRAM is up 58 to 63% quarter on quarter. Dell, Supermicro, and the rest of the ODM OEM stack are repricing backlogs. Hyperscalers have locked allocation into 2027. NeoClouds with NVIDIA equity ties get access. Everyone else, tier 2 enterprises, sovereign programs outside the top buyers, HPC centers without pre-signed LTAs, is working with longer timelines, higher costs, and compromised configurations. The SOCAMM2 ramp, the MI400HB M4 design-in, the Samsung OpenAI HB M4 agreement, the Stargate 40% DRAM lock-in, these are all the same story. The industry is rebuilding its system architectures around memory availability because compute availability now depends on it. CIOs who planned 2026 AI buildouts against a late 2025 cost basis are discovering that their bombs are materially more expensive in the categories they can't substitute out of. What gets delayed or downsized is the question every infrastructure planner is answering right now. Training clusters with compromised per node HBM? Inference fleets pushed from B200 to cheaper SQs? Sovereign programs slipping a quarter because allocation went to a hyperscaler? All of the above, quietly, across dozens of roadmaps. Memory is now a first-order AI infrastructure constraint. The industry spent 5 years optimizing around compute. Flops per watt, flops per dollar, flops per rack. Memory was a parameter in the model, not the limiting reagent. That's done. HBM capacity, HBM bandwidth, and the second-tier memory that keeps HBM usefully loaded are now the constraints that determine what accelerators ship, what clusters get built, and which AI workloads run at scale in 2026. Every layer above memory is being redesigned around it. Accelerator roadmaps are spec'd to available HBM stacks. Server BOMs are adopting SOCAM-class modules to preserve HBM for compute-adjacent roles. Second supplier procurement is structural, not tactical. Hyperscaler LTAs dictate allocation. Pricing for everyone else resets every quarter. The price signal of this cycle is unambiguous. Memory supply, not compute demand, sets the ceiling on what the AI infrastructure industry can deliver. The accelerators are ready. The fabs are running. The racks are designed. What's missing is bytes per second. And until that changes, memory is the AI infrastructure story that matters.